Hi, my name is Don Tao. I'm from New Jersey Alpha. Our next speaker is Mr. Chuye Chan, who's a Nanking Massacre eyewitness and survivor. The Nanking Massacre occurred in Nanking, China in late 1937 and early 1938, almost 73 years ago. Mr. Chan then was a 14-year-old boy living with his family in Nanking. Every time he gives a talk similar to today's talk, Mr. Chan has to relive that horrible period in his youth. The recollection of that horrible experience always makes him cause him to go into a depressed mood for several weeks afterward. Nevertheless, because Mr. Chan believes that it's extremely important for him to share his experience with others, especially with the younger generation, he's still willing to do it today, even at the advanced age of 87. Mr. Chan is now a resident of Middletown, New Jersey. Because of the long distance between Middletown and Mays Landing, he's not able to be physically here today to give the talk. Nevertheless, he graciously and generously agreed so that we can videotape his talk, and we will show the videotape today. On behalf of the organizers and all the participants of this conference, I would like to express a sincere gratitude to Mr. Chan. Mr. Chan will speak to us in Chinese. Han Ti Chan will translate from Chinese into English. Mr. Chan?
Yes. 我的名字叫张楚业啊。 在这个 74年以前 我是南京人啊，我亲身经历过日本的军人在南京大屠杀这种残酷的迫害的情形，所以今天要向各位做一个简单的报告。My
name is Chu Ye Zhang, and I was born in Nanking. And 74 years ago, I personally lived through the cruelty and persecution of the Japanese military during the Nanking Massacre, and would like to share that with you today.
我14岁的时候啊，是1937年12月12号的时候，日本的军队有50,000人呐，分三路占领了南京。
When I was 14 years old, actually on December 12, 1937, 50,000 of Japanese military invaded and occupying Nanking, thus began this terrible and unthinkable massacre.
根据这个1944年联合国的 战争犯罪调查委员会啊，他这个成立的远东国际军事法庭的这个审判，从1946年8月到1947年的2月，那么在日本军队在南京6个星期之中杀害的中国人呢，在34万到40万人之间。
According to the trial that took place between August 1946 and February 1947 by the Far East International Tribunal Court formed by the United Nations War Crimes Investigation Committee, the estimated number of Chinese murdered by Japanese military during the 6 weeks long Nanking Massacre was between 340,000 and 400,000.
我们一家八口，我上面有爸爸妈妈，还有一位80岁的太祖母，还有两个弟弟，两个妹妹。
I belong to a family of 8, with 2 younger brothers and 2 younger sisters, a great-grandmother of 80 years old, and my parents.
我的爸爸呢，是在 江宁县政府 担任会计员的。
My father worked as an accountant for the Jiangning County government.
因为日本军的飞机啊，在南京烂肆轰炸，那么我们非常害怕，所以呢，就把门户锁好了以后啊，就想到对岸去乡下去逃难。
Because we know that the Japanese military was bombing the residential area in Nanking indiscriminately, we were very scared. So we locked our doors, left our house behind, and crossed the Yangtze River to the countryside to escape the Japanese occupation.
那是我们乡下的老家的族人也是在准备要往内陆去迁移去的。他们呢，就跟我们讲，他实在没有办法，没有余力来照顾我们。
Our relatives in the countryside, they are in the midst of moving inland themselves, so they could not accommodate us.
我们就想能够搭上津浦线的火车，那么跟着中国的难民呢一起往西边逃。可是那时候逃难的人太多了。飞机票啊，这个火车票都没有办法买得到。
So therefore, we were hoping to catch the train on the Jinpu Railroad line going west to the inland of China, just like many other Chinese refugees did. But there were too many people escaping to the west that all the tickets which we could afford were sold out.
那时候日军占领南京以后啊，很快的。就封锁了津浦线的铁路，所以呢，我们没有办法搭上火车，只好待在津浦线一个小镇叫做乌义镇待下来。
And soon afterwards, this escape route was also closed, as the Japanese military wasted no time to occupy the towns along the railroad line.So we ended up staying in this little town called Wuyi along the Jinpu Railroad line.
那时候有一支日本的工兵部队啊，驻扎在乌仪镇上面。他们呢，要准备修补这个津浦铁路跟这个桥梁，要给这个日军能够向内陆啊来追击中国军队。
There was also Japanese military engineering troop.Stationed in Wuyi, waiting for orders to repair roads and bridges so that the Japanese troops could go inland to chase after the Chinese nationalist troops.
这支这个军队呢，它的领章是紫红色的啊。这个工兵部队呢，就把我的爸爸跟我呢抓去替他们搬运器材。
This engineering troops uniform has the maroon. Their uniform has the maroon color. And they actually drafted my father and me to help them to move the equipment and machinery.
正好这个部队长经过，就看到我这一个小孩子怎么站在那里搬东西呢，就叫我过去啊，问我的话。
And one day, the officer of this troop happened to see me, and he asked me to go over to him and start asking me questions.
他就问我几岁啊？你有没有读过书啊？我就告诉他我是14岁，那么我是在读初中2年级。他就很高兴，就拿出一张照片出来给我看，说这是他的儿子，也是14岁，长得跟我一样高。
He asked.How old I was and whether I went to school. I told him that I was 14 years old and I was an 8th grader. He was very pleased with my answer and took out a picture from his wallet and told me, this is my 14-year-old son and he's about your height.
那么他就叫我跟他一起去吃饭，他吃什么呢就给我吃什么，待我非常好。他说这是他的儿子也是，他说他跟我的爸爸讲啊，要我每天跟着他，来学这个日文，来学这个唱这个日语的歌。
He then took me to eat and share his food with me. And he treated me very well. And he told my father that he would like to teach me some Japanese every day and some Japanese songs as well.
那么我到现在啊，我还记得怎么唱，但是呢，我不知道是什么意思。一直到1996年，琉球大学请我去讲这个南京大屠杀的时候呢，我就唱给他们听，才知道这是北海道的地方的人民送这个军人上战场的时候的老歌。
I still remember how to sing that Japanese song, but I never knew the meanings of the lyrics until almost 60 years later in 1996, when I was invited to give a talk on the Nanking Massacre at Okinawa University in Okinawa. During that talk, I sang this song to the audience, and the Okinawans told me thatthat song was about sending soldiers off to the war and was an old folk song from Hokkaido part of Japan.
在1937年的除夕那一天呢，部队长呢就带着我还有一些士兵，我们就到乡下去抓鸡去挖葱啊，那用稻草来把这个大门呢就装饰起来，那么喝酒唱歌庆祝这个要过新年了。
On the New Year Eve of 1937, this officer took me to the farmer's village to catch some chickens and dig out some scallions for a feast. We also decorated our door frames with rice straws and drank some wine to celebrate New Year.
那就是在这天夜里面啊，有五个日本军队士兵啊，闯到我们家里去，把爸爸和弟弟和我赶出来，强奸了我的母亲和80岁的太祖母以及我的妹妹。
However, that night actually turned into the most devastating time in my life, because that night five Japanese soldiers charged into my house, and then they forced my father and me out, and then they raped my mother and my 80 years old great grandmother and my sister.
我爸爸呢就叫我赶快去请部队长来救助我们，可是很不幸的就是我把部队长请到我家里以后啊，这个太祖母已经死在床上，床上都是血，我的母亲呢也是奄奄息息，跟我妹妹啊都已经昏倒在地上。
And my father sent me to get urgent help from the officer. Unfortunately, by the time I woke up, this officer and hurried me to my house, my grandma, my great-grandma had already died and was lying in a pool of blood from this violent abuse and unbearable suffering. And my mother fainted and looks like she was dying as well.
当部队长在呵斥这些士兵的时候呢，那我也很生气嘛，我就骂这些士兵们八嘎喽。其中有一个武长啊，听到我在骂他们啊，就马上上来就给我一个巴掌啊，把我打到地上。
And when the officer scolded those soldiers, I was very mad and I couldn't help lashing out loudly the only Japanese curse word I knew of, bagayalu, at them as well. And one of the soldiers got very mad and punched me to the ground.
所以我到现在我的左耳还是听不清楚的。
And that impact on my head has caused permanent partial loss of hearing on my left ear.
当部队长把这些士兵带走的时候啊，就跟我们讲说你们赶快离开，不要在这里待下去了。
And when the officer took away those soldiers, he told me that for the sake of our safety, my family should leave as soon as possible.
我爸爸就赶快跟我把我这个太祖母啊用被子把包起来，然后我们就抬到附近有一个小庙，发现有一个 没有棺材的没有盖子的这个棺材，就把我们的太祖母的遗体放进去盖起来。
So my father and I wrapped my great-grandma's body in quilt and carried it to a small temple nearby. We found an empty coffin, but no lid, and hurriedly put her body in and covered it with whatever things we could find on the ground.
我们正好找到一个渡轮车，于是就把我们母亲、妹妹还有一点铺盖就把它装在车上。那么因为我在前面被牵，我的爸爸呢在后面这个斩把，然后我们连夜就逃离了乌衣镇。
And we also found a one-wheel cart, so we put my mother and my sister with some coverings in the cart, and I was pulling the rope in front of the cart, and with my father pushing and balancing the cart handles in the back, and together with all the siblings.We fled Wu Yi in no time and went to a smaller village named Tang Jingzi.
在这个唐镜子的地方啊，是我们一个远亲，大概住了一个月，过了旧历年。那么我们听说南京已经有秩序恢复了，那我们就想，我们还是回去吧。
There.Fortunately, we found the remote relatives, so we stayed in Tangjin for about a month until after the Chinese New Year.
那我们回到乌衣镇的时候呢，这个日本的共军部队已经开走了。那后我们到这个庙里去找啊，这个太祖母的遗体已经找不到，不知道，连棺材也找不到。我想已经可能给人家埋葬了。
So when we went back to Uyi, the Japanese military had left already, and we went back to the small temple, but we could not find the great-grandma's body or coffin. Maybe somebody else has buried her already.
我们就在江边雇了一个小船过江，就看到这个江里面的尸体啊，飘来飘去，每一个尸体都肿胀的好像球一样。
So we hired a small boat to cross back to Nanking. And when we crossed the Yangtze River, we saw many dead bodies bloated like balloons around us.
在这个长江的上游一个中间有个八卦洲，这个八卦洲上面啊就传下来这个尸体的臭味，叫我们一直要吐。
And the smell of the corpses from the upstream 八卦洲 island.Made me feel like puking.
说这些尸体啊，都是日本军队把这个无辜的中国人呢、啊、拿来当他们练习杀人的、做杀人竞赛的这个靶子的结果，许多都是没有头的。
These bodies were often the result of killing practices.And competitions among the Japanese troops, and many of the bodies were without heads.
我觉得这个，他们说这就是日本人军队啊喜欢杀人的方式。所以，当我们上岸了以后呀、啊，就看到下关的这个城墙上面血迹斑斑，弹痕满布。
And the reason why those bodies were without heads is because.We know that decapitation was Japanese soldiers' most favorite method of execution.
在这个下
and the walls of the city moat were covered with blood drops and bullet holes as well.
在这个下关啊，我们就看到这个回乡的人呐、啊，络绎不绝，每个人呢都是愁容满面。
And numerous residents continuously came back to the city, and everyone looked very worried.
那日本军队军规定，凡是回乡的人呢、啊，一定先在城外要能够领导良民证，才能够进城。
Because there was a new Japanese rule. The rule is that before entering the city, everyone should apply for this so-called good citizen ID, an issue only after investigation by the occupying Japanese authority.
领导梁明珍的人呢，在进城的时候啊，要跟这个城门口的日军啊，要鞠躬，要把梁明珍给他查验。你稍微有一点不恭敬的话，他就会打你，或者是把你拖到里面去用刑。
Even with this good citizen ID on hand, each resident when entering the city had to bow and present this ID to the Japanese soldiers guarding the city entrance. If the soldiers detected any bit of disrespect from the resident, they would slap his face or drag him inside for torture.
而且日本军如果发现你的头上有这个帽痕，帽子戴帽子的痕。这个痕迹，还有手上有老茧的话呢，他就说你就是中国军人，那你就不能够进城，就马上给你拖下去审问，或者是处死。
Furthermore, if the Japanese guards noticed any marks on the resident's forehead that might be the result of wearing a Chinese soldier's hat, or if you have old callus on your fingertips, and the Japanese guards would conclude that.The person was a Chinese nationalist soldier and would have pulled him in aside for questioning or execution.
我们回的进城回家了以后啊，发现这个门窗统统都给拆掉了，而且屋内啊残破不堪。
When we finally arrived home, we found that all the doors and windows were gone, and the entire house was ransacked.
我们只好马马虎虎整理一下就住下来，那这个怎么过日子呢？怎么谋生呢？那么我的爸爸呢就说，你到这个红石南去啊，那个有酱油，还可以买一些豆腐乳跟酱菜，我们到商店去卖。
And we settled in our house after tidying up the place a little, but start worrying about how we could support our families without any apparent means.Then my father asked me to go to this fermentation factory called Hongzilang and bought a lot of fermented tofu and preserved vegetables at wholesale price and went to the street to sell to people, hoping that to get some profit to help support families' daily needs.
那么我就拎着这个担子就是到处走啊，就看到这个街上人很少，可是呢，这个长垣断壁之中啊，很多有尸体的臭味传出来。
So I carry those preserved tofu and vegetables, and I walk all over the city, but did not see many people out on the street. Instead, I often found dead bodies in the damaged or destroyed houses.
这个慈善机构叫做同善堂，他就给这个组织这个很多这个抬尸队，要把这个城里面这些尸体啊，要能够搬走。
Okay, I did see people with a logo of a funeral house, 同善堂, on their sleeves, and they were moving around searching for dead bodies.
我那个时候对这个尸体的臭味啊特别有敏感，因为我能够分得出来这是人尸呢还是狗啊猫的尸头的味道。我常常会在偏僻的地方发现尸体，就通知他们来把这个尸体挖走。
And by then, my nose had developed such a sharp sense of smell for dead human bodies.And including the ability to distinguish dead human bodies from other animals' dead bodies. So I often help them find dead bodies in some overlooked area and notify the body searching team where to dig.
当我发现一个尸体呢，那么这个抬尸队的人呢，就会从这个当地慈善机构给他们的这个一块钱之中呢，拿一毛钱给我。所以在三个月之内啊，我帮忙发现挖了出来一千多个尸体。
For each such body I discovered, they would pay me 1 mao, which is 1/10 of a yuan, while they would get 1 yuan from a local Chinese charitable organization. and within a period of 3 months, I helped locate about 1,000 dead bodies.
在这个日军占领南京的这段期间啊，我发现还是有很多好人做了很多英勇的事迹。
Although there were grave dangers posed by the Japanese troops in Nanking, many heroic acts were performed by many people.
当时在南京这个国际区啊，有些外国人，好像是德国人啊、美国人啊、英国人啊、丹麦人啊，那么这些西方人士啊，在南京设立了难民营。
At that time, there were foreigners living in the international zones in Nanking, and there we have Germans, Americans, British, and Danish, and so on. And those people, they set up an international safety zone with refugee camps to help the Chinese people.
对，这些难民营里面大概救助了的有20万的中国人的性命，也保护了20000多的这个中国妇女，免得受到日本军队的强奸。
They helped save about 200,000 Chinese from being killed and about 20,000 women from being raped.
就是在战争结束以后啊，有些退休的日本军队的士兵啊，公开承认他们在当时的罪行，而且他们提供照片为证。
After the war, many retired Japanese soldiers confessed publicly about the criminal acts they committed and provide their criminal photos to the public.
有一些日本的律师呢，也替这个受害的中国人呢，向日本法庭诉求赔偿。
And many Japanese lawyers volunteered to help the Chinese victims to file claims for reparation in Japanese court.
虽然日本军队士兵对我的家里面呢实行这样的暴行，可是呢，我并不想报复。
In spite of the atrocities committed by the Japanese soldiers against my family, I'm not seeking any revenge.
我也不恨日本人，尤其是我在做了基督徒以后啊，我就有心呢能够饶恕日本人。
And I do not hold any animosity against the Japanese people, especially after I have become a Christian, and that has helped me to be able to forgive the Japanese.
我告诉我的三个儿女和9个孙辈，不要恨，但是要记。
I told all my 3 children and 9 grandchildren that they must not hate, but they must not forget this part of history.
我就是盼望啊，这种事情在未来不要再发生在任何人的身上。
I hope these kind of things will never happen to anybody else in the future.
Okay.
Mr. Chen, thank you very much.For giving this talk to us today. We know how difficult it is to recollect the experience of that terrible time in your life. However, I would like to ask you one more question. In the audience today, there are many American high school history and social study teachers. Is there a message that you would like to convey to these teachers?
张先生，谢谢你啊。我们知道这对你来讲要要你重新回忆这些是非常困难的事情，是不是？那我们现在呢在座当中有很多是美国高中的历史老师你是不是有些话要对他们讲？
是。谢谢老师，尤其是要谢谢几位曾经去了中国大陆亲自去查看中国的这个内地南京大屠杀的访问当地的受害的人，了解当时的实际的情形啊，我非常感谢。我就是觉得啊，日本的政府如果到现在还是要想掩饰这种罪行的话，没有悔改之心的话，在我担心这种仇恨啊 将来也许还会有下一次的战争。
Thank you for the audience, especially for those who visited Nanking and interviewed those victims of Nanking massacre. Okay, and I just feel that the Japanese government should not hide the truth and the fact. And if they do that, I'm afraid the relationship between Japan and China will not be good in the future. I'm afraid there might be some conflict if they don't face the fact and confess and repent.
我在日本军队里面生活了一个月，我发现啊，他们自称是皇军，每天早上他们会向他们的天皇跪拜啊，但是我觉得自称是皇军做出来这些事情都是一种野兽的行为，是不是丢了他天皇的脸？
I lived with the Japanese soldiers for a month, and those soldiers, they claim that they are the soldier of the emperor, but their behavior was like animals. I just feel that if they claim they are the soldier of emperor, and they should be ashamed of the fact that they did.
他们每天在叫腾龙会嘎半在叫天皇万岁，我觉得这种话叫了以后，他们自己会不会觉得惭愧？
Every day they will call like long live the emperor, and I just feel that aren't they ashamed of doing this?
我发现的日本的士兵啊，大多都是很老实，而且很忠厚的。
And I think the majority of the soldiers of the Japanese soldiers were very honest.
但是他的武长跟军曹啊，都是很严厉、很凶恶。
But their superiors usually are very mean and very violent.
还有最坏的就是朝鲜的、台湾的翻译，他们呢？专门教这些日本士兵做坏事，非常狡猾。
And the worst people are the Korean and Taiwanese translators. They actually encourage those Japanese soldiers to do violent acts.
我想历史是不容掩饰的，将来总会有一天，我们要共同的生活在这个地球上，就不应该再有战争。
The history cannot be hidden. The truth will come out, and we all live in the same world. So I hope that we can live peacefully.
Never.
I hope this thing will never happen again.
Yeah. 谢谢各位。
Thank you very much.
Mr. Chen, thanks again.
Yeah.
And Hanti, thank you for doing the translation.
Thank you.